Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Chulin, and today we are learning Parak Tes, Mishnah, Hey, and Vav. So says the Mishnah, Kulis HaMes V'Kulis HaMakdashim, the marrow bone of a dead person, or the marrow bone of a carbon that had become pigul or nosar, so it became pasul, Hanogeh Behen Beinstum Beinukuvim Tameh. If you touch those bones, whether they're totally closed off, so there's bone all around the marrow, or whether there's a hole in them, it's going to be Tameh, Kulis Nevel V'Kulis HaSharetz, the marrow bone of an Vela and of a dead sheretz, hanogeh ben stumim tahar. If you touch them while they're closed, then it's going to be tahar, because only the meat is tameh, not the bone. So you're not touching the meat if it's closed off. Nekuvim kol shu matam b'maga. But if there's a hole in it, even just a tiny hole, so you can become tameh from the meat inside by sticking a hair thin something inside of it to be able to access the meat. So then you can become tameh by touching those bones, because those bones are considered a shomer to the meat inside, and the meat is considered accessible. Minayin shaf b'masa, how do we know that something that cannot become tamei through maga can become tamei through masa? Cannot become tamei even through masa. Tamalomer, that's the pasuk says, hanogeya v'hanose, esha bal l'chal maga, bal l'chal masa, lo bal l'chal maga, lo bal l'chal masa. Anything that's not touchable is also not subject to tumas masa. If it's touchable, then it is subject to tumas masa. Mishnah Vav, Beitzas Hasheretz HaMerukemes Tahora. If you have an egg of a sheretz, that there's a formed embryo inside of it, it's still tahor, because it's totally inside, and it's not yet able to be metame anything. Nikva kol shutmeya, but as soon as you make a hole in it, so now it's accessible, and therefore it's going to be metame. Achbar shechetzio basar v'chetzio adama, this is one of those mysterious creatures that the Mishnah identifies as a mouse that's half made up of flesh, and half made up of earth. Hanogeh b'basar tameh, if you touch the part of it that's made up of flesh, you become tameh, it's a sheret. Ba'adam tahor, you touch the half of it that's made up of earth, you're going to be tahor. Rabbi Yudomer afanogeh ba'adam shekeneged ha'basar tameh, even if you touch the part it's made up of earth that has not yet transformed itself into basar, you're going to be tameh. The assumption was that this is a sheretz that comes into existence from dirt. There's a lot of literature on this mysterious mouse. But anyway, so let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, we said that the marrow of a mace or of a noser or a tameh, if you touch them, whether they're closed off or whether they have a hole in them, you're going to be tameh. But if it's of a nevela or a sheretz, only if you touch it when it's closed, you're tahar. But if you touch it when there's a hole in it, then it's tahar. If you touch it when there's a hole in it, then you're going to become tameh. And if you could become tameh b'maga, you could become tameh b'masa as well. That's always the rule when it comes to maga or masa. And then Mishnah Vav, we said that if you have an embryo of a sheretz, so if there's a hole in it, so then you could become tameh from touching it. If you have a mouse that's half flesh and half ground, if you touch the flesh part, everyone agrees you're tameh. If you touch the ground part, then it's a machlokas. Tanakama says, Yitar, Rabbi Yudah says, if it's the part that would have eventually turned into flesh, then you will become tameh. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin.